Hi, teacher friends. Welcome to the Lessons Learned podcast. I am so glad that you're here. I'm Becca Foxwell, and if you haven't met me before, I'm an award-winning first grade teacher turned stay-at-home mama to two truck-loving little boys, and I am on a mission. I'm on a mission to help teachers learn to calm the chaos in their hearts, in their lives, and in their classrooms. See, it took me reaching burnout to realize that in order to teach well, you have to be well. So this podcast is for you. You spend all day pouring into the lives of your students, and I want to spend the next couple of minutes pouring back into your heart, because you can't pour from an empty cup. Already one of the lessons learned. So grab your favorite cup of coffee, or if you're like me, a berry protein smoothie shake. Oh, that sounds so good right now. And let's get started. So I am just so excited to be here. This is our very first official episode, and I have to be really honest with you, it has been a long time coming, and it's been a long time coming for a couple of reasons. It's been something that's on my heart for a while. I've had some friends encourage me, you need to be doing a podcast, but I even started like getting the actual podcast ready back in January. We're now recording this in April. And this is not the first time I've tried recording this first episode. I have had a lot of technical difficulties. And that's okay. This is learning, right? We learn and we model that for our students too, that like it's okay to make mistakes and get messy. But I've also realized as I've been doing some heart work too, that I have been a little afraid. I've been a little afraid to put this podcast out in the world, because I want this to be a place for you to be encouraged. I don't want it to be a waste of your time. I want this to be done well. And so I actually fully scripted out this podcast. The first one, when I tried to record it, I was planning to read it. And I am not that kind of teacher. I am not. I never taught from a fully scripted lesson plan. I've written fully scripted lesson plans, didn't we all in college? But, and even as Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year, I never gave a speech that I read. I always planned. I always prepared. But I am just not a reading and talking person. So guys, I am going to just like be me. I'm just going to do this thing, and we're just going to get it out there. And I have some outline of notes, of course, that I'm going to follow. But this first episode, before I don't want to already lose you in these first couple minutes, right? But in this first episode, I just really wanted, my goal for today is to share my heart behind today's lesson, but the heart behind this podcast, why I'm starting this, and what you can expect moving forward. So my heart behind this podcast is that I know that you are doing so much every day to pour into the lives of your students. I also know, I had a mentor once share with me when I was really struggling with feeling like I couldn't meet the needs of all my students. And he was a principal and a really close family friend. And he shared with me, Becca, you're doing an impossible job. And that kind of is like, is that supposed to be encouraging? And yes, it is, in the sense that like, you really are doing an impossible job, that like what you have on your plate is not even possible to get done. So in saying that, I already want to start off by saying like, grace on, friend, grace on, put that shame off and grace on. You are doing a good job as a teacher. I know that you care about your students, and that there is not enough hours in a day to get everything done that you need to get done, to not only teach them, but to keep track of all the parent communication and all the grading and all the other things that come with being a teacher. So just wanted to encourage you that. But I've also just been seeing in the landscape of teaching over the last couple of years that the burnout levels of teachers is getting worse. It's not getting better. And it seems like it's getting harder. I've talked to teachers. I have a lot of close friends that are teachers that have been teaching for years, veteran teachers. And it just feels like it's not letting up. Like we think, especially if you taught through, you know, 2020 and through all of that mess, that it's hard, and it's harder, and the needs of our students are getting more. So this, my heart behind this podcast is, when I reached out to my audience, I create and sell digital resources on Teachers Pay Teachers for kindergarten, first and second grade teachers. And when I reached out to the teachers on my email list and said, what do you need right now? I for sure thought that teachers would be like, Becca, I need this lesson, or I need these like editable notes, or I need this. And the overwhelming ask was, Becca, I need encouragement. Like, we're dying out here. We are just burning out and we just need some encouragement. So my heart behind this podcast is that I want this to be a place for you to come, to be encouraged, to be refreshed, because you are doing important work, because you're spending your lives, your days pouring into the lives of your students. And there is nothing better than get to spend your days with kids and getting to make a lasting difference in their life. And you are doing that on the every day. I also know about burnout because it's part of my story, and it's part of my story that, like, I'm probably going to get a little emotional as I talk about this, but it's a part of my story that I feel like I know I have. It's not that I feel like I have, that I've hidden shame on. And that sounds awful, but I was embarrassed that I left teaching burned out. So I'm going to share just a little bit of my story and how I have grown and overcome some of that. Still learning. Don't worry. None of us have arrived. We are all learning and growing. But I was the girl that always knew that I was going to be a teacher and a mom. I just knew that. I knew that I wanted to be a teacher, and I knew specifically that when I was going to be a mom, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And I have been so incredibly blessed to get to do both. I was hired as a first grade teacher right out of college. I thought I was going to be a fifth grade teacher. I loved fifth graders. I student taught in fifth grade and second grade, and I knew I was going to be a fifth grade teacher. And of course, like, when you get a job, at the time, it was actually very difficult to get a teaching job, which is kind of the opposite of where we're at right now. That we need more teachers, but it was very competitive to get a teaching job. And so when I got hired, they're like, we have a first grade position. And I was like, I'll take it. Because at that time, certification was for kindergarten through sixth grade. So I could do any of those grades. God knew that I needed to be a first grade teacher, because I absolutely loved being a first grade teacher. When I look back at my story, and I'll be sharing more of my story throughout these podcast episodes and lessons learned episodes, but I had an awful kindergarten experience as a student, a really mean first kindergarten teacher that set set the path of my school career. I hated school as a kindergartner, first grade, second grade teacher. It wasn't until later when I had, in second grade, I had a teacher that just really changed it for me, to help me realize that, like, school could be a fun and safe place to be. But I feel like one of the things I love about first grade is, in our district specifically, kindergarten was a half day. So I got to be their first full day experience of school, which I felt like was such an honor and an incredible privilege to get to partner with these parents to have the first full day of first grade and of school. And I loved it. I felt like my classroom was a place where they could come to learn, to be, to explore, to learn to make mistakes and get messy, to not only learn how to do reading, writing, and math, but learn how to be successful for life. I always saw that my job as a first grade was bigger than the 180 days that I was blessed to have them, but that my ultimate goal was to help them be successful for life. So I had a lot of fun. I loved all my kiddos, the 8 years that I got to teach first grade. And just felt like it was a great honor and privilege. My classroom was not a quiet classroom, but it was a controlled, it wasn't out of control. It was not. But we had a lot of fun and a lot of movement and songs and hands-on learning experiences and just all the best things that I feel like education should be, especially in these younger years. With that being said, towards the end of my teaching, I left then the classroom after 8 years of teaching, knowing that we were going to be starting a family and that I was planning to be home. God's hand and timing was in all of that. Because I'll share more of our personal story. But right after I left teaching, David actually got really, really sick, and we almost lost him while I was pregnant with our oldest, Sammy. And I look back and think that, like, God's hand was for sure in that. I don't know where you are in your faith or your faith journey, but my faith is a huge part of who I am. So it's gonna be a part of this podcast. And if your faith is not the same, I want you to know you are still welcome here in this space. But I am just gonna be sharing part of that, because it is part of who I am, and I just can't hide that. God's hand was in the timing of me leaving the classroom. But I also left the classroom very burnout. Like I was done. Like I remember saying to, I think one of my friends, I was like, if you put a fork in me, like I'm done. And part of that was I also was Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year for my last 2 years of teaching, which was such an honor and a privilege. I felt so honored to get to represent the amazing teachers in Pennsylvania. And I loved my job. I always felt like my heart came alive in the classroom. But it also, in full transparency, was not an easy role to have too. There was a lot of responsibility. I was still a full-time first grade teacher. And then also for the first year of my role as Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year, traveled the state in Pennsylvania. I learned is like not a small state. if you get like from where we live in central PA over to like Erie, Pittsburgh, it's a couple good hour drive through some very beautiful mountains. But I had that first year where, so I was writing a ton of sub plans, writing a lot of speeches, writing a lot of professional development workshops I put on for elementary school teachers. And I loved it. I loved getting to be with teachers. My heart, I realized, did not only come alive in the classroom with students. I realized that my heart also came alive with teachers, and that I loved getting to pour into teachers and reminding them of their why and reminding them of the importance of what they do. So again, I loved that experience, but it wasn't easy. And I think a lot of life is this way. A lot of life is living in and, right? It can be amazing and it can be hard all at the same time. And that is what Teacher of the Year was for me. It was amazing and it was not easy. And then the second year, I did a lot more traveling and got to represent Pennsylvania on the national level of Teacher of the Year with 49 other incredible teachers of the year from all the different states, and did some traveling around the country with them and had some incredible experiences as well. But I realize as I have been learning and growing and realizing with burnout, with why did I leave teaching burnout, is that I have realized that it wasn't just the circumstances. Like I was a lot of time blaming, like, oh, it was because I was like a teacher, and it was because I was a teacher and the Teacher of the Year. And that's a lot. And I you know, in some ways I realized I was becoming like a victim to my circumstances. And anyone, cause Becca, it makes sense that you were, I remember I had a friend that was like, Becca, it makes sense that you were burned out. Like that's a lot. And it was a lot. But then what shocked me is that then as a stay at home mom, which I always wanted to do as well, which I love getting to be a stay at home mom to my two boys, I started experiencing burnout as well. Imagine this. So then in my mind, I'm realizing like, oh, so it wasn't the job. It wasn't being a teacher that specifically burned me out, even though this job is not easy and it is hard, right? That we're living in the and, the life of both and. Teaching is an important job and it's a hard job. But I started to realize like, well, if I'm getting burned out as a stay-at-home mom with my two young children, my two young boys, it's me that's the problem. It's not my circumstances. And this was like a huge light bulb moment for me, because I remember feeling like I was drowning as a mom with two young boys right after having Caleb, my second, and thinking like just starting to feel all those burnout symptoms again of like, wait a second, like this isn't a job I can leave. I don't want to even leave this job. Like, what am I going to do? How? I don't want to just survive the next couple of years of being a mom of two young kids. Like, I wanted to learn to thrive. I don't know if you've ever been at this point, but I had it as a teacher, and then at that point left teaching. And again, God's hand was in that and in the timing. I have no regrets of the timing. It was the right time in my story to step out of the classroom to start our family. But I didn't want to live this way anymore. And I started realizing that the only thing I can control is me. It's the only thing. And this has been a huge lesson learned that I feel like over the last couple of years that God has just been working in my life, is that the only thing we can control is us. Is you. And most importantly, it's your thoughts, which then turn into your feelings, which then turn into your actions. And so this is going to be a lot of what we talk about on this podcast too, is like, what can we control? Because I honestly believe that the season that we are in is not a mistake, that we are here for such a time as this. And I will be the last person to ever tell you that I think you have to be a teacher forever. I don't. I think everyone's story is different. I think everyone's journey is different. I think some people, there is a right time to leave the classroom. I think there is a right time to do something different or to use your education in a different way. I think there are some teachers that will be in teaching long term. I think everyone's story is different. So I'm not here to tell you that this is your forever job. I don't think any job is a forever job. But what I do think is that there are things, no matter where we are in life, that we can do to focus on to control the things that we can control. Life is living an and, right? We can look at, okay, this is hard. This is hard. This is so hard. And sometimes it gets harder. But that in the hard, we can choose, I think, to do three things. I'm playing around with this idea a little bit, and I probably should even wait to share until it's more formulated maybe, but I'm just going to go ahead and share it now. But I think that hard things help us grow. And I think when we look at hard, and I'm actually going to be sharing some more of our hard that we've learned from in the next episode. But I believe that you can look, get something hard and decide, is it going to make you bitter? Is it going to make you better? Or is it going to make you bland? And I think that you can look at something and you've seen people that have gone through really hard things and they become bitter. They become really resentful and they're very negative. These are the type of the people that, like, you're like, what a beautiful day. The sun is out. And they're like, it's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain tomorrow. Right. And you're like, we're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about the beauty of today. Let's not rob from tomorrow. It can make you better. And that's what I want. And I know that's what you want too, is like, I want the hard that I'm experiencing in life, as even being the hard of sometimes being a mom. It's the hardest job you'll ever love, right? The hardest job you'll ever love. Someone told me, I love that. I want it to make me better. I want it to be like that refiner's fire, right? That, like, how do you get a diamond? Like, you have to put some pressure on it. Like, and I don't like that. I don't want that to be the way. But that is the way that you get diamonds from diamonds in the rough. Is like, a diamond is forced through pressure and through heat. And so it can make us better. I think too, hard things can make people bland. And when I say bland, I mean that, like, I think it just makes them, like, apathetic. Like, they just shove and they don't feel and they just kind of don't care. They just kind of, in some ways, have, like, given up. Like, well, this is the way it is. Like, we're just gonna go from there. And I think, like, we have been given this one life. One life that we have. And I don't know about you, but I want to make the most of it. I don't want to waste it. I want to become the best version of Becca Foxwell that I am, to be able to be used for my gifts and for my heart and for the purpose that I believe God has placed me on this planet for. And that takes work, and that takes change, and that takes control, focusing on the controlling what I can control. So anyways, that was a lot of the beginning of my journey of how we got here. So this is how I've gotten here to this point in this podcast, is that I want to journey alongside of you in my journey of realizing that, like, we can control the things we can control. We can use the hard parts of our journey, of the hard parts of teaching, the hard parts of whatever you're going through, to either make us bitter, make us better, or make us bland. And yeah, I'm so honored to be here. So I hope you will journey alongside of me. What we can expect moving forward is that this podcast is going to be a place where I really truly believe no topic is off limits, because I believe that you are more than a teacher. And this is something that I wish I had realized as I was a teacher. When I was teaching, I'm still my sweet son, Sammy, the other day we were talking about, I was working on some things for my store, Teachers Pay Teacher Store, which is called Foxwell Forest. And I was creating some new testing encouragement notes, which I'll talk about two of those eventually. But and he was like, Mom, so you taught, and he knows this story, but he was like, yeah, buddy, I was a first grade teacher. And I was like, but now I'm so blessed I get to stay home with you and Caleb. And he's like, he sat there for a second and he looked at me. He's like, Mom, you're still a teacher. You teach us every day. And I was like, buddy, I love you. That's so true. We are always teachers, right? I know we teach in different capacities, but I still have my teacher's heart, and I still do teach my boys every single day, even though I'm not in the trenches of the classroom with you right now. I want to journey alongside of you on this to encourage you, because I believe, again, going back to both and, I believe and know that the work that you are doing as a classroom teacher today is hard. It is so hard. And it's so important. I would argue that the job that you are doing is even more important than ever. That your students need you even more now, because they are coming to you with less in some kids. And I also know that you love teaching. At the core of who you are, you became a teacher for a reason. You became a teacher because of the kids, I'm sure. If I asked you what your why is, and we'll talk more about our why too, but I know that you love teaching, and you're absolutely exhausted and overwhelmed by the demands of the job. I know that. I want to let you know that I see you and that you are not alone. It is my hope and my prayer that this podcast is a place of encouragement and refreshment for your weary heart. So we are going to talk not only about classroom things on this podcast, but we're going to talk about life lessons too, because I think it is possible for us to intentionally grow in grace and create a joy-filled life together. Remember, we get that one life. So there will be, as of now, this recording, this is my hope, and it might change. So if you're listening to this a little bit later, you'll be like, this isn't what she said. This is what my goal and aim is, that there will be new episodes dropping on the first and third Monday of each month, and that we are going to tackle some topics to help you be well so that you can teach well, so that you can calm the chaos in your heart and in your life, and ultimately then calm the chaos in your classroom so that you can be the best teacher for those kids. And also, not only just be the best teacher, but honestly, be the best you for all capacities. I know a lot of you are moms, a lot of you are wives, a lot of you are friends, are daughters. Like, there's so many roles we have. You are not just a teacher, you are more than a teacher. So we are going to talk about a lot of those things as well. All right, friends, I'm going to wrap up this lesson, our first lessons learned. I hope this was an encouraging time to you. Just hearing some of my story, we're going to talk a lot more about, you'll hear more of my story, I am sure, in the coming episodes. But I am so excited for this. I am so excited to be here with you, and so honored to be starting and kicking off our lessons learned together. And I just wanted to remind you, you are not alone in this. It is possible to calm the chaos in our hearts, in our lives, in our classrooms, so that we can learn to thrive and not just merely survive the season God has us in. So please know, you are doing a good job. You are making a difference every single day, even in the wash, rinse, repeat of your job. And if you thought this podcast was encouraging and helpful, I would be so honored if you give a quick follow at the top so that you don't miss out on any of our future episodes. If you think of a friend that came to mind that would love this as well, please share it with them. And also, if you could leave a review, your encouraging words would mean so much to me. And if there's an episode, that podcast topic that you would like to hear, please feel free to send me a message. You can find me as of right now at Foxwell Forest on Instagram or on my website. Send me an email. I would love to hear if there's something specific or a question you have that I can tackle for you. But I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll look forward to our time together again on the next episode of Lessons Learned. Have a great week, friends.